And I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi Galperin. How are you?
Good, thank God. How are you?
I'm fine. It was great seeing you yesterday at the Negev dinner.
It was absolutely a beautiful event, you know, deserving of the honorees and Jerry and Francis, absolutely beautiful people. So, and it was a big testament to them, the fact that so many people came out.
Yeah.
And the fact that so many Jews, and even non-Jews alike...
Yeah, they came for them and they came to support Israel
exactly,
too.
Exactly, exactly. So that was, I think the whole evening was a beautiful event, and everyone's going to probably walk away, you know, uplifted, and besides, you know, we'll probably have a disagreement between me and the speaker that spoke about Israel, but...
The keynote speaker, Jonathan Tepperman.
But everyone has their opinions, and we got to just look and see what the Torah, what the right opinion is.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if we see this week's Torah portion, which is the Torah portion of Korach...
Korach, yeah.
Korach incites this big challenge against Moses' leadership. And why he's granted and gives the kahuna, the priesthood, to Aaron, and he's accompanied by a lot of people, distinguished people, and he fights against Moses and Aaron, saying, "Why are you more deserving than the role that you have than we are?" And so on and so forth, and he wants to be able, and he offers the ketores, the incense, to prove that he has the worthiness of priesthood, even though he's not allowed to. And the earth opens up and swallows him and all the people around him, so on and so forth. So, a lot of people have opinions and are very scared sometimes to say their opinions because, you know, they want to be politically correct, or, you know, what are other people going to think? And this reminds me of a thing that I heard from... someone. I was supposed to go to a dinner a couple of years ago. I didn't end up going, and a friend of mine that went, and he told me there was a comedian that was going to entertain the crowd.
Yeah.
And he got up and he told the audience that the rabbi had called him and made him promise that he wouldn't use, you know, any raw, any bad material. Then another committee member reminded him not to be racist or anti-religious or gender discriminatory. And then a third made him promise not to offend any minority groups, and so on and so forth. So, having been, you know, stripped of every opportunity for him, you know, what he wanted to do, you know, make funny jokes and so on and so forth, the comedian gets up and he says, "Ladies and gentlemen, good night," and he walks off the stage. Now, the argument of Korach, which we see in this week's Torah reading, brings out this idea of political correctness, because Korach causes Moses and Aaron, Moses and Aaron of, nepotism, you know, grabbing positions of power for themselves.
Yeah.
And indeed, he insists that the entire community is holy. Why do you exalt yourself over the community of God? Why are you any more important? And in fact, the very same argument could be used against Jews in general. Who do we think you are? The chosen people? Aren't all men created equal? So the fact is that Jews are different. Ask any anti-Semite and he'll confirm it to you. Jews are different. And the blatant hypocrisy of the nations of the world and the international media are always constantly holding Israel to be a higher standard of morality than it does to the Arab neighbors.
Yeah.
And that only reaffirms that the Jews generally do adhere to a value system that is distinctive and unique. And indeed, we rarely do that. Now, the chosen people concept, it means greater responsibility. It doesn't mean privilege. You know, sometimes you get a very high position in a job, but that doesn't mean, you know, you get a high position, you get a great pay. that's very nice. But with that high position comes a lot of responsibility.
That's it.
So rather from making them, elevating the Jews to a higher standard, it has molded Jews into the most sensitive, humane nation on earth. We care about every single person. And that is precisely why if we do occasionally veer from these principles, it is such a thing that in the world, it's all over the news, that Israel did such a thing like this. Israel has never done such a thing like that, because Israel has always been a nation and a community that we're always trying to be very careful in what we do. We're always trying to be very, hold ourselves on a higher standard. And our belief and respect for the inherent worth of every human being does not contradict our conviction that Judaism is unique, because does not every single religion maintain that its path is the correct one? Almost all. That my religion that I'm part of, that's the correct one. So almost all religions that demand that you have, you know, that feeling. Besides Judaism, that actively we try to go and save lost souls of other Jews that have become part of other faiths. We try and go and rekindle their spark to come back to Judaism.
Yeah.
Now, we Jews, we don't seek and look out for converts specifically, because we believe that the righteous of all nations have a share in the world to come, and they don't need to become Jews to get a slice of paradise. If they want to become a Jew and they're sincere about that, then definitely, absolutely, we want to accept them. But we don't go and search. Why? Because we have a different approach. We have a humanitarian. We have that our religion is the correct one. But it doesn't necessarily mean that everyone has to be converted and become part of our religion.
It's not like all other religions that try to
convert people,
convert
to come specifically,
and attract people to come to them.
Exactly. We don't do that. We want to, because we still believe that the righteous of all nations have their share in the world to come. Even if you don't become a Jew, you could still get a slice of paradise. And, you know, my saintly mentor, which was the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who's actually on this Shabbat, this Saturday, we're going to observe his 19th Yahrzeit, since he passed away. He explained the Midrashic account of Korach's rebellion. That Korach gathered his men, and they donned garments made of the techelet, the blue wool used for the tzitzit.
Yeah.
The fringes a Jew is commanded to tie on the corners of four-corner garments. Now, they had the challenge against Moses, that a garment made of techelet wool, does that still require tzitzit? And Moshe answered that they, in the affirmative, that absolutely, and they laughed and mocked him. If one strand of techelet exempts an entire garment, does not a whole garment of techelet exempt itself? That was their challenge against Moses. So says the Rebbe, that this was precisely the argument of Korach. The entire garment, in other words, the entire congregation, the entire Jewish people is holy. We are all techelet. We are all holy wool. And there is no need for distinctions between us. So why do you, Moses and Aaron, appoint yourself leaders and exalt yourself over us? You're no more special than us. You're the exact same thing. The fact is, however, that distinctions, if you think about it, are necessary in the reality of life. Because while we don't look to create divisions between people, not everybody is a doctor. Imagine if every person who felt like playing physician would hang up a sign, you know, outside his house and start dispensing medicine. What we would have, we would have a very, very sick society. And the Rebbe was a great humanitarian. And he was concerned about every nation and every single individual, whether it be a Jew or whether it be a Gentile. He had the highest people in the country, politicians, lawyers, doctors, people from outside of the country, people, delegations from all over the world, that would come and ask him an advice in how they should run their country, how they should do this, what they should do with this people, so on and so forth. And even in Washington, every year they proclaim Yudolf Nissen, which is the Rebbe's birthday, they proclaim that a day of education. Because the Rebbe did not only worry about Jews, he worried about everyone. He established that in all the schools in New York, and it was passed through Congress and so on and so forth, that they made something which was called a moment of silence. And in American public schools, he emphasized on education for all. And simultaneously, he was so adamant that Israel needs to be uncompromising in its territorial strategy to safeguard the security of its citizens. Not to give up one inch. You give up a little part of your finger, they're going to take your whole hand. And if you look, it's so interesting. Benjamin Netanyahu had many, 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 many meetings, private audiences with the Rebbe. And at his last address at the UN, when he was, when they wanted to, everything should go back to pre-1967 borders, and so on, everyone was coming out against Israel, and he came and he gave that fiery speech. If anyone remembers, he quoted the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he said that when the Lubavitcher Rebbe had a meeting with him, he said that when you are going to go into the house of lies, in other words, the UN, it's up to you to try and be that little light, to be that little candle. And that's what he said. So within our people, some are Kohanim, priests, some are Levites, while most of us belong to the rest of the tribe of Israel. The same thing is in the secular world. There are doctors, there are lawyers, priests, and prophets. The challenge of those who hold legitimate, genuine, high office is to keep the distinction from dividing our people. Not that you cannot. We have to have separations. We need to have people that are leaders. We need to have people that are advocates. We need to have people. But it shouldn't become part of us that I am a leader and you are nothing. I decide everything and you are nothing. That doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
We have to be able to have, we are all leaders. Some of us just play different roles in that leadership. And that's something that we have to do, and that's something that we saw yesterday. By all just the fact that all those people were at the JNF dinner, that if we as leaders can support Israel and support them in the right way, that they make the right decision, and that we don't give back land that can jeopardize the security of Israel, then we as people are able to become leaders and to lead the world and the nation, that Mashiach is going to come, we should accept Mashiach, and we will have peace forever and ever.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's a nice connection to our keynote speaker yesterday and to the words that upset a lot of people from the community and not from the Jewish community too that came to support Israel.
Absolutely. I heard there was a table sitting that was just sitting right next to me, that was just a group of Christians that are, they pray for Israel today, they donate to Israel, they're part of Israel. And as I was leaving, they come running up to me, and they were upset that the fact that we can have a speaker that can not necessarily be good for the interests of Israel.
And that can damage.
If someone came up to me and said to me as they were leaving, they said, what do we want Israel to do? To commit suicide?
Yeah, I agree with you. But it's opinion, and everyone has his opinion.
That is correct. Everyone's able to, it's a free democracy. Everyone can, the same way that I can express my opinion and you can express your opinion. Speaker can express his opinion. Everyone is, it's a free country.
I agree with you. So, Rabbi, what about services in Sharei Tzedek?
Services Friday evening are 7:15 and Shabbat morning at 9 o'clock, as well as Sunday morning, every morning at the Shahar Shemayim, there is service at 8:15, followed by breakfast every Sunday morning. So, everyone is invited.
That's great. And you're getting ready for the students for next year?
We are starting to prepare a lot of different things and a lot of different programs. So God willing, we're looking forward to. My kids love when the students are in town. So
well, we love that too. It's always happy
absolutely.
To come and visit you to see all those young
absolutely.
Kids.
So thank God. That's the future generation.
That's the future generation. So Rabbi, thank you for the interview.
Thank you. And we should grant peace. And that Israel should only be safe and secure and make the right decisions in what they're going to do. And we should only have peace in the world. And Am Yisrael Chai.
Od Avinu Chai.
Be well, Ilan.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
You too. Be well. Bye-bye.